How would you like to save tax in the USA? Casey Chohan will tell us how, and he is the mastermind behind Together CFO, a firm renowned for its expertise in working with high net worth business owners and family offices. And he was born and raised in England and now based in Beverly Hills in LA. So, and he has become the secret weapon for CPAs and financial advisors, helping clients save millions on taxes through innovative tailored strategies. So Casey, tell us about what can the rich do to save tax? And also what can people who are, let's say, making seven figures per year as well, what can they do to save tax?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, well, firstly, thanks for having me on. And the key to tax savings is really think about your team, right? The team that's got you from where you were when you started to where you are right now is probably not the same team, right? You grow and you elevate all elements of your business and your team. And then the same applies for the team that's got you where you are now to where you want to go in the future. You often have to elevate that and improve it along the way. And as you make those improvements specifically to your finance, accounting, CPA team, you'll unlock higher levels of tax strategies and advanced tax savings. So at the beginning of a startup, let's say, you should be using as many loopholes as possible, right? You should be buying items for your business and kind of reinvesting the money into your business, writing them off, depreciation, all these sorts of things, hiring your kids, and then you can get more advanced into real estate loopholes, into Augusta. Like there's a lot of things that you can do. But once you start making multi-seven figures in revenue and then in profits, the loopholes tend to run out because they're all capped. Look at, like, let's say the retirement accounts, right? You can only put tens of thousands into the retirement accounts if you wanted to use them. You can't put hundreds of thousands in or millions in, right? So they're all restricted in their certain way. So the way to get over that is to understand how to use the right structures rather than the loopholes. Because with loopholes, they are changing constantly. Every 4 years with a new administration that comes in, they're likely to implement their new loopholes that they want to incentivize. Whereas the structures, they stay the same. And what we specialize in is for those multi-seven, multi-eight figure business owners who want to save 50% or more every year on taxes, is to create those right set of structures for them that will, one, reduce their taxes and then create a lasting legacy by using philanthropy and other structures rather than just loopholes.
Thank you. Tell us about structures. What exactly do you mean? Do you mean like trust or something else?
Yeah, so there's many different forms of structures. Trusts are one of them, but there's really powerful structures. Like, let's just use a private foundation as an example. What people don't know is with foundations, you can have a public foundation or a private foundation, and that can get you a 30% tax write-off and still control that money. Or if you wanted to go one step more advanced, you could use a strategic limited partnership, and that can get you up to a 50% tax deduction by partnering a limited partnership with a nonprofit and being able to then take that deduction for donating into that nonprofit, but still controlling the funds. So that's the kicker here, is that it's own nothing and control everything. I'm sure you've heard of that said by the Rockefeller family in the past, but that's really one concept that the elites and the billionaires are all very, very used to and very familiar with, that the average millionaire is not as comfortable with because they're not around it. They don't have a team that's comfortable to create those structures. But it's all about, the less you own directly in your own name, the better you are from an asset protection standpoint and a taxation standpoint, because taxation follows ownership. It doesn't follow control.
Thank you. Wouldn't you say that most wealthy people know about all of these strategies that you're talking about already? Or would you say that there is actually a certain bracket of people that are making a lot of money and they haven't put all of the measures that you might know in place?
Yeah, I would say at the single family office level that most people are already doing this. And I would say that a lot of, you know, we work with a lot of family offices, so still a lot of them are not doing this, all the way down to, let's say, a seven-figure, million-plus business owner who needs a more sophisticated structure. Because, you know, if you're in California, you could get crushed on taxes. You could be paying north of 40% when you calculate all the different state, federal, city taxes that you pay. So it is a considerable amount of money, and it's usually, if it's not the number one biggest expense, it's very close number two after the payroll.
Thank you. Who would you say tends to be the typical person who is missing out on all the benefits and tax savings they could get by implementing some of the strategies that you recommend?
It's any business owner that is paying over $200,000 or more in taxes. They could get a multi six figure. They definitely get a six figure tax savings every single year if they use structures rather than just loopholes alone. And what we see on a daily basis is that even though people are using some loopholes, they're not using all of the available loopholes that they should be using. Maybe they're using a fraction of them. So there's actually multiple savings that can be made. One, to maximize at the loophole level first, which is very cost efficient. And then if you're still paying a lot in taxes, is to upgrade to a structure that will then give you an additional 50% saving.
Thank you. What would you say is the reason why a lot of business owners don't implement a lot of strategies you recommend? Is it because they tend to just use like a CPA and they don't use like a specialized tax strategist? Or what would you say is the reason why they're missing out on all these tax savings in the USA?
You got it exactly right. There's a huge difference between a CPA over here who you hire to actually calculate numbers and do a filing, not to save you money on taxes, but people assume that they will help you save money on taxes. Whereas if you hire a tax strategist specifically, then that person's whole job and often incentive is linked to saving you more money. So if you hire a specific expert to reduce your tax burden and they're on, let's just say, a percentage of whatever they save you, they are very incentivized to make sure they do a good job, because they're not going to make anything if they don't save you anything. Compared to the average CPA that's getting paid a flat fee, regardless of if they save you $1 or $1 million, they are not getting any benefit from that. So the likelihood of them going the extra mile to save you more money when they're not getting paid anymore and it's just going to take them more time is very, very.
Thank you. So tax strategists get a percentage of what they can save their clients in tax?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That needs to be my next dating profile person. I'm joking. So what else would you recommend for people that are not currently implementing any tax saving strategies apart from the ones that the CPA recommends? Give us some more techniques that tax strategists like you could put in place so that business owners can save a significant portion of their income.
I'll do one better, Lily. So if your listeners go over to school, skool.com/tax, we've got the top 50 loopholes that everybody should be using. And it's a free PDF that you can download, and it'll give you each loophole, how it works. And then what I recommend people should do is download that PDF and email it over to their CPA and ask the CPA, how many of these 50 loopholes are we using and how many of them do we qualify to use? And then you will be able to rate your CPA very quickly. One, on how quickly you get a reply, but two, how good is that reply? Are we using all 50? Are we using none of them? And then tell me why, because I shouldn't have to chase you down to save me money on taxes. And then if the answer is not favorable, then you know what you have to do. You have to find someone that's going to go out, he's going to save you that extra money so that you can reinvest it and create your own lasting legacy rather than funding a government that is, what, $37 trillion in debt right now?
Thank you. So would you say that actually CPAs don't tend to even know about these strategies? Or would you say that they don't tend to bother because it's just a lot more hassle for them for the same potential revenue they could be making?
It's a mixture of both. I think one is that the additional education that the CPAs do is very rarely going to be, hey, let me go spend time researching this to save my clients money for me not to get paid any more money, right? Think about that. If they can charge a client $500, $1,000 an hour for a consultation, or they can go have to do X amount of hours of research and get paid zero for it, what would they rather do? They would rather do some consulting or bring in a new client to get paid versus spending hours every single month researching, hey, how do I do this? What is it? Who does it apply to? How do we implement it correctly? All of this additional work that they would have to do for no additional payment, they're not going to do that. So yes, they will know a handful of things off the top of the head through repetition that they've picked up over the years. And that is the limitation of where they are. Unless you've got a really good CPA who's actually a tax strategist at the same time, then you're kind of lucky. But generally speaking, if you hire specifically a tax strategist, that is different than a CPA. Now, normally, the tax strategist can also file your taxes as well, but the role is very, very different. The role of a CPA is to get as many clients filed and then to make a payment, because the CPA's accreditation comes from the government. It doesn't come from the client. So they're more in line with the government than they ever will be with the client. Whereas a tax strategist is going to say, hey, we've done all this research, all of this work, and then here's 50 loopholes. You qualify for 40 of them. Doing that will save you in an extra $200,000-$300,000 a year just by doing that. Now, that's a huge saving for someone if they're saving multi-six figures every single year, because within five-year period, they've saved $1 million. Now, that can extrapolate over your lifetime and then your future kids' lifetimes and grandkids' lifetimes if it's invested right, because then that's how you go from being rich to being wealthy, right? It's that transition to having an extra couple of hundred thousand a year just because you've got a better strategy. And imagine how much revenue you would have to make in your business, how many extra hires you would need to build that extra revenue to make that extra free cash flow at the end of the year, compared with just a straight strategy in place to save an additional 50%. So when you look at it through those lenses, and it's like, I'd be crazy not to have a tax specialist. It's not going to cost me anything, and it's just going to produce an ROI for me.
Thank you. How safe is it to use all of these like different loopholes and different tax strategies? Is there a limit in terms of like, how many to use before you kind of like catch the eyes of the IRS and you get really big auditing problems?
I wouldn't say there was a limit. I would say use them cautiously. So as an example, if you're running a loss for more than 3 years in a row, that's going to be a red flag, right? If your net profit is going up and down really crazy year on year, then that could raise question marks. So it's like, it's just things that make common sense. Think of it through a lens of common sense. If 1 year your rent is 50,000 and the next year it's 5,000, that's a big difference, right? But in the overall scheme of things, if your expenses are $500,000 and then the next year they're 450,000, that's not a big deal. So it kind of, you got to look at it from a holistic picture as well. But generally speaking, if there's any big swings, then it's going to get prying eyes, unless you've got a really good explanation. Now, during COVID was a prime example of a great explanation where you can have a multi-million dollar business year one, and year two, it's gone, zero. That's obviously not the norm. That was an outlier. But I would say there's no limit to what you can use, because the government wants you to use these loopholes. They've designed them specifically for you to take an action whether it's electric cars or whether it's buying real estate, whatever it is, they want to incentivize an activity. And that's what the loophole is there for, right? The structure is just the next level above that. When you get to a certain level of wealth, say multi-seven figures or 200,000 a year plus in taxes, that's when you then need that advanced layer of a structure.
Thank you. Tell us what other strategies you can share related to saving tax in the USA that you haven't mentioned already.
So, yeah, I think they're the main ones. The loopholes, you can go to our community and get them. The private foundations can also be used for employees as well. So if you're an employee of a big company, then you can use a private foundation and get a 30% tax deduction, which is awesome because we have a lot of doctors and a lot of lawyers that use that work for big firms or big hospitals, and they don't get the benefits of a business owner that can deduct everything, right? And if you are a business owner, I would say look at the strategic giving partnership, which is a limited partnership with a nonprofit, and that can get you 50% tax deduction there. So between those three, that probably covers most people.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
TogetherCFO.com is our website. You can go on there. You can get a free consultation with our team, do a tax calculator for free completely on the website. And school.com/tax is our community page if you want to download the free top 50 loopholes. And then if you would like an AI CFO, we've created one, and that's called financialfusion.io, and that plugs into your accounting software, and it gives you the equivalent of a full-time CFO that can do budgets, forecasts, analysis on your numbers, and really help you grow your business.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.